Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 327, where Tony is excited for breakfast out. I am Chris. That is Tony, and Jeff is here as well.
No breakfast out for me.
Breakfast out is amazing. What is it about? Here's your quiz for the day. What is it about breakfast out that makes it breakfast out?
Cereal?
No.
The syrupy fucking taste to it.
No.
Drink it at breakfast?
No, it's actually made with coffee.
Okay.
Whatever.
I do like a good coffee stout, so. So your breakfast stout is good, Tony?
It's delicious.
All right. I am drinking water.
Water's good for you, but beer is better.
Yeah, I have to go for medical tests tomorrow, so water for me. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. What do you guys been playing? Probably the same stuff we played last week.
That's right.
Lots of
NBA 2K.
Okay. Do you get past the practice?
Yeah, my player's actually not horrible now. He's just mostly horrible. So
not fully horrible, just a little bit horrible.
He still can't shoot, but I can like pass the ball and look decent on defense. So there's that going for me. I've been playing the Tagalong app card game to get more coins so that I can upgrade my player faster. And I'm a little addicted to the card game.
How does the card game work?
It's kind of like war. Your players each have four values, and you get like five players to play in your little match. And the game will throw out like a situation like rebound. So your player's rebound value will be the one that gets counted. So you pick one of your players going and get the rebound. And if your player has a higher rebound value than the player on the other team, then you win that matchup, and you need to win three of the five matchups to win the game.
Kind of sounds a little bit like there's a game Don tried to get me to play called WWE Supercard.
Yeah, it's the same. It's 2K, right?
Yeah.
The 2K studio, I think all their games have that same premise.
Yes, it's like basically like your card is stronger than that card, so you win this round.
So I won my first 102 games. Sadly, in the 103rd game, I lost, and then I wept a little bit.
Oh, no. Yeah. But you get points or something to upgrade
your... Yeah, so you can earn... what I've been earning, like... It's like 5 coins for every win. It's not 5, it's 50. 50 coins. 5 would be not worth the effort. So you can earn 50 coins for every win, and you can get that like up to 500 a day. And then there are other random bonuses you can get. So you can earn a significant number of coins without actually having to play NBA 2K. Every little bit helps make my crappy player into something that's not quite as crappy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And play anything else?
No.
Just that? I mean, I could see how that would take up a lot of your time. So.
Yeah.
Jeff and I have been playing Forza, though we did not get a chance to play together.
I've been trying to look for you guys like playing at the same time. To me, it's not lined up well. So.
I think there was the one. I think it was like last Friday, and I had just gotten done playing Battlefield with Tony and Don, and I jumped in to do like a race, and Jeff sent me a message and was like, "I got to go to sleep." But, yeah, we haven't got a chance to play that yet. But that game is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I already, like, went on about it last week, but it's good.
Really. Yeah, I like the progression system in it. There's, like, four different locations, festival locations, and they upgrade to level 5 for each of them. And that... Each time you upgrade, it unlocks more events in the area. So you never really feel overwhelmed by the amount of shit going on in one area, at least early on. Like in past Forzas, it's like, hey, there's all this stuff. What do you want to do? I don't know. There's too many options. And this just, it kind of like doles it out nicely to you and allows you to explore the map and do some of the other events that maybe you would have skipped out on. Like they always kind of slowly introduced the barn finds, but now they're introducing like the head to head stuff. And, the bucket list is incorporated directly into kind of like the events that you're doing. So it's really, really smart, the way everything's handled there. And that map is huge. There was a race that they had where it actually goes around the outskirts, the big
like connecting the whole road. Map.
Yeah, doing the entire thing, and it took like 16 or 17 minutes to do. So it was pretty awesome. Because it's an arcade racer, generally, you know, the opposition is right with you almost the entire time. There have been a couple times, there was a championship I was doing where Sean's Drivatar just jumped out to such a huge lead, though. It took me almost till the end of the race before I could kind of get close to overpass him. But generally, they're tight races all the way through.
I've been having, like, the last two championships I did, I had some trouble with your Drivatar where if I fucked up in the last race, you're going to beat me overall. I'm like, God damn it. Sitting there in front.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a really good version of Forza. I'm dumbfounded by some of the people saying that it's the weakest Forza entry. I think it's, to me, I think it's the best one out of, you know, the 9 core Forza games that they have at this point. So
yeah, I don't know how anyone can say it's like a subpar racing game of any sort, like. Or yeah. Even, yeah, I've only ever played one of their Forza, but, like, I mean, this game's great. Like, it's just very solid racing game.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and there's so much depth to it. Like, even like if you want the fine-tuning that you can do and, like, the sim stuff, like, it's there. It's just,
yeah.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to.
I am not.
Yeah, I try not to touch that stuff because you can mess up your car badly.
I give it a paint job and call it a day, and buy a new car.
Yeah, yeah. Generally, like I think I upgraded my engine and my like I upgraded the horsepower on it, but I didn't kind of fix some of the rest of the stuff, so it was just super high powered, and it kind of fucked everything up because the ratios just weren't good. And I was faster than these other cars, but you know, I didn't compensate for my handling and other things. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. I'd just rather play with them how they are. And plus I don't know enough about cars to really like get into all that, but
yeah, I don't either. I was just like, hey, I've done this in past like Gran Turismo games, right? Like just get myself a turbocharger, get a better engine here. But yeah, no, I just want to race the cars they have. They're fun. So
I think how many barn finds do you have?
4 maybe. I think I just got my 4th.
Shit. I got 2 left.
They're like, is there like 20 of them? Is that what I heard?
There's 15. Like at least like, that's what the menu says, so I don't know if there's, like, 5 more that you unlock, but, like, yeah, I have 13 out of 15 right now. I love that.
They're a blast.
As soon as they give me that, I fucking go after it.
Yeah. I generally get to the spot and then bring out my drone and fly around.
Yeah. After you told me about that last week, I think it was, yeah, like, I've been doing that every time. It's fucking awesome. I wish the drone could go a little higher, but I guess that would be like, almost too easy.
Oh, so if you could get way up high, you'd just be able to see everything. Yeah. So you still have to kind of do a full sweep of the area, but the drone could kind of get into some spots that a car cannot. So,
dude, it's like a, I don't know, dude. Like I told you, I think I have a number three for the year so far. Like, yeah, it's fucking phenomenal.
It's really good. And we'll have new games next week. So
you swear? You promise?
I do. Well, Gears. I know I will have Gears. I have it waiting. It unlocks in a half an hour. So, I will definitely have Gears, and I'm getting Mafia 3 tomorrow. I think Jeff is getting Mafia 3.
Yes.
I don't know where you stand on. I think you're getting Gears, aren't you, Tony?
I'm getting Gears. Yeah. I would get Mafia 3, except I want to play it, but I would not play it.
Understandable.
I still haven't played Deus Ex, so
that game is now on the bottom of my pile. I put Doom on top because Jeff insists that I need to play that before the end of the year. So I did install it today, Jeff, and
the first step.
We'll give it a go. Deus Ex is on the bottom.
Bottom as bottom of your list, or bottom of like you're not playing it, like you haven't beaten it.
I haven't beaten it, and it's taken a back seat. I think I put right now Far Cry Primal is above it, and Doom is above that, and tomorrow Mafia 3 is probably going to be above all three of them. So I will play Doom, and I know you weren't big on Far Cry Primal, but I do want to give it a shot. I don't know. There was something about Deus Ex just did not grab me.
Yeah, I think that's where I am.
I was asking because I think it might have fell off my top 10 list for the year.
It's not in mine. But I played the game for an hour. I'm like, I'm not that.
I have it at 10 for this month. So
it seems fine. It's just like it's not super compelling. And I really enjoyed the first one. I thought the first one was great. And something seems to be missing. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm not drawn to continue playing it.
I don't know. It's short enough that like if you bought it, you should fucking play it. Like it's not bad by any means. But
yeah, I don't think it's bad. It's just like I'm just not drawn to play more of it. It's weird because like I'm weirdly drawn to play more and more Destiny, which I've been doing a lot of this week. So I played a bunch of it with Don, and we ran through some strikes and stuff. That game is weirdly addictive. Because you're doing the same shit over and over again. But I'm having fun with it. I think I put like 30 hours into it since like slightly before the expansion came out through now. So I think I've got my money's worth.
That makes me drink more breakfast stout right there.
Tony, did you ever actually get into Destiny? I know you were gonna like try to again.
Oh, Chris and Don and I went through the whole.
We played the entire campaign, yeah.
Yeah, and I still didn't like it, so.
we should try and bring you back in to do the raid at some point. But
isn't that the end of the game? Isn't that the end of the campaign? Like, no. I don't even remember how it works.
So there was like the campaign which you could run through by yourself. And then there are strikes, which are three-player missions. Which you can matchmake into or have like a pair of friends help you with them. And then there's the raid, which is a 6-man event. At this point, it's a level 26 raid, which is now actually marked easy on my map because I'm level 40 with a light level of like 352, which is probably way higher than what Tony got to, but
couldn't even basically tell you.
Don and I would just like we would just like glass just about anything in that raid at this point. So
I'd be like, oh, I hit something, and like, oh, it's dead.
Right.
I heard that's like the best part of the game though.
Yeah, that raid. I played it with Don. We never finished it. That's the thing. I've never actually finished a raid in that. But they are the best pieces of that game, like it's so much different than anything else you've done in the game, which is a shame because it's like this thing that probably takes you an hour or two to do. And it's just, it's locked behind you needing more players to do it. Which is bad because like the Taken King stuff was really good and different, but if you're not compelled to move past like that first level, like it's just not gonna, you're never gonna see any of that. So and I guess
and I never will.
Well, I hope you guys join for Destiny 2 next year, so
that's a maybe.
You might bring me in for that. That might get
yeah.
Like it sounds like it's gonna be a different type of game. Yeah. It doesn't sound like Don and I will be able to bring our characters forward, but
no.
Which could be okay. As long as they kind of recognize and give something to the players that have been playing for a long time, I think it's fine to kind of wipe that. It was nice what I think everybody got it. If you've ever played a Gears game before, like Microsoft's been sending out codes for a like an emblem or something.
I got my code. I don't even know what the code means, but I got it.
There's like a legacy emblem. I don't know what the emblems are, but there's like a legacy emblem, and then there's like a card pack for Horde. So if you played any of the Gears games before, so that's kind of cool. But
I got my pre-order bonus today.
Did you?
From Best Buy, yeah.
Is that the...
I don't even know what it is.
I think that's the zombie... Zombie Dom. and Marcus... There's like a Marcus skin and an Anya skin, I think, in it.
Fantastic.
And then there's like a card pack with that as well, I think. So... Anyway, I think that's it for games. Next
wait,
week,
wait.
You got something else, Jeff?
Did you guys try out the Outlast 2 demo?
Oh, no, I did not.
Dude, it scared the fuck out of me. Like,
is it similar to Outlast 1?
From what I remember, like, I just playing that demo, it like reminded me how good Outlast 1 was. Like that gameplay is like, there's something to it, you know? But like, I don't know, dude. I was playing it. It's like maybe 15 minutes long.
Okay.
And I'm playing it late last night, and like out of nowhere, there's this fucking jump scare that like nearly fucking killed me. Like, I have not played VR yet, but I was like, man, what if that was like, what if they do shit like they do like that to you in VR? Like, I don't know if I can handle it, dude. Like,
Jeff would die. Like, he'd literally die. He'd put the headset on, and we'd be looking for at his corpse.
Like.
Don't get VR, Jeff. We would miss you if you died.
I'm kind of scared about like a jump scare now in VR. Honestly.
Jeff's gonna like rip and knock his fucking headset off. PS4's gonna fly across the room.
Like, I don't know. And I'm a person that's like, I'm used to jump scares. I've seen it in like a billion horror movies. And that jump scare in that demo, like, oh my god, it was so perfectly timed. Because, like, the whole time you're like, all right, it's slow now. Something's going to happen. And then, like, right when you forget thinking that, they get you. Like, it's fucking great. And the ending of the demo was, like, great, too. Like, they finally spot you, and you're, like, running. You, like, run out of the school, and then you're, like, running outside. And there's, like, all these people with flashlights chasing you. It's fucking, I don't know, cool, dude. Like, I'm, like, all of a sudden excited. Like, I want to go back and play the first one now.
Try the demo. Yeah, I totally forgot about it, so I will. Maybe I'll do that.
It's good. It's free. Do it.
Yeah, I mean, can't pass up free.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just a little bit of news here, not much. I guess the Oculus Developers Conference was this week. They announced their touch controllers are coming this December.
Ooh.
They're $200.
Yeah, I'm not in for that.
Yeah. Which I don't know, was Oculus 500 or 600?
It was six.
Six. And then the Vive was 800, right?
Yeah.
This puts it in line with what the Vive was, because the Vive came with the their own touch controllers. So this puts it in line with that. So $800 for the Oculus stuff. they did, I guess they mentioned there's a new minimum spec $499 entry level PC to get you up and running with the Oculus Rift. So if you're looking for a cheap high end computer, I guess that one will do. Yeah. And then I guess Sony announced the PSVR launch lineup.
Yeah, I was looking at it.
Jeff is getting PSVR next week.
Are you? I'm sorry, Jeff.
Still planning on it. I have it pre-ordered, so I'm gonna do this thing where I don't think about the fact that I'm spending money on it, and then be like, "Oh cool, new toy." Yeah. Like, I don't know. So even if I'm not like super blown away, I'm just like, that's neat. That's like a cool thing to have, you know. And pretend it was $20. That's my plan.
You're gonna pretend it was $20.
Essentially, yeah. Like, okay. I don't know.
Your wallet's not gonna pretend it's $20. I'm just.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still like so. Like, I have not tried it yet. That's something that like worries me. It's like I've not tried VR at all, but it's also something that like really excites me because like my first experience is having the home consumer product like in my home, like. You know what I mean? Like, but sure. what if I'm just like, that's kind of neat, but whatever. You know what I mean?
So I read a couple reviews of the PSVR. I watched Jim Serling's. He did a 20, there's like a 25 minute review that he put up on YouTube. He seemed to like it for the most part. He said that the headset's nice. You know, visually, it's pretty cool. Like, it is engaging. He said that headset, though, gets really sweaty. like, he wears glasses, and he said they were fogging up inside the headset. So that's a little weird. but he also said that, I guess, The Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. He said that is if you're getting any game for PSVR, that's the one that like he's still not sold on VR, but he said that's kind of like the coolest thing that he experienced using the PSVR. So, But in terms of a hardware launch, there's a good list of games here.
Yeah, it's surprising, but a lot of them, it's just like you have not heard of them, you know?
Right.
Like, there's that one, it was like a survival horror game for launch. I was like, shit, I didn't even know this existed. It's like, I think it's called There They Lie or something like that. Or What the Fuck, something like that.
Or What the Fuck?
I think it's called There They Lie.
I don't see that
there
on
the There They Lie, What the Fucking.
There They Lie, What the Fucking. Yeah, I don't, Here They Lie. Is that...
Here They Lie, yeah.
I don't see any There They Lie, but I certainly don't see anything called What the Fuck. I don't know, there's like some weird stuff on here though, like Drive Club VR. Like Evolution Studios was closed down back in March. So has this game just been sitting around since then?
They don't need to test this stuff, yeah. Right? I just wrote some code. Like, this'll work.
I think the Harmonix Music VR thing is just like a kind of like one of those, you know, music synthesizers things that like, what are they called? Like when the pretty things show up on screen to your music.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Like, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Like, and then like stuff like Battlezone is $60. So I'm like, is that really like
that? Like, I watched a trailer for that though. It looked super fun. Like, it looked like a really cool game, but yeah, $60. Hell no.
I did enter to try and win one, but and I guess there were some weird things that came out. So it's supposed to have 3D audio, but if you want to use the 3D audio, you need a wired headset. So more wires for you to fuck up when Jeff has his heart attack from jump scare.
R.I.P.
And I don't have an HDR TV. I don't know if any of you guys do, but if you do and you have PSVR, you have to unplug the the breakout box, which is kind of like the processor, to be able to use the PlayStation 4's HDR capabilities, which seems like a bad... That's like bad design, right? Like they just introduced this HDR stuff to the PS4, and it, you know, you have your big new piece of hardware. If you want to use the two together, you have to unplug one. Seems really strange. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then I caught this on Twitter. I guess Phil Spencer did an interview, and I guess they were kind of talking about reviews and review scores, and I guess specifically about ReCore. And he said like that he wished it had scored better with critics, but he did kind of make a jump there and say that some sites do it for clickbait, and he referenced a 4 out of 10 that Forza Horizon 3 got. I mean, I don't know what site did that, but it does seem weird that like the head of Xbox is jumping out calling reviewers like doing shit for clickbait. Like, it seems a little petty.
Now, what was the exact quote? Like, did he like lump all reviewers in, or did he say, like, what did he say?
Let me see if I can find the quote.
It was kind of referring, like how Chris said, he referred to Forza right after he said that. So he's like, yeah, some sites are just doing it for clicks. Like, Forza got, like, a 4, which, like, honestly, like, I would agree with him on that. Like, anyone that gives, like, a 4 is
all right, so here,
crazy. Like,
let's see. Xbox boss Phil Spencer claims that a number of bad reviews for recent Xbox releases have been written to drive traffic to websites rather than reflect the quality of the game. He said that he was more than happy with the way Xbox exclusive ReCore sold and its reception despite games averaging a score of 63%. On the reviews, this is a quote, honestly, I thought some of the reviews were a little harsh in terms of their view on the game. I don't try to tell anybody that it was a 10. I think we knew, as with any games, that there are certain things. If we started from the beginning and we knew what we'd get, there's a couple things we would have done slightly differently. And we're very proud of how the game ended up. And I think 7, 8, 9, like anywhere in there is fine. 3 or 4. I mean, somebody gave Forza Horizon 3 a 4. I think there are certain reviews that are written more to get clicked on than they are to actually accurately reflect the quality of the game. And that kind of bums me out. So,
yeah. So, but the thing he's doing there is he's building like this bridge between ReCore and Forza and his argument. Cause he's talking about ReCore at one moment. And then he says,
right.
Well, there's a site that gave Forza for it's like, that I could agree with you with, but honestly, when it comes to ReCore, which is what you're talking about,
like ReCore probably deserved to be here in the 60% range,
right?
Like, I really liked ReCore a lot, but ReCore has undeniable huge problems with it, especially its loads times. And so, yeah, I could see how a site would give that game a 4. I honestly could. I enjoyed it, but I could totally like respect that. So he's full of shit. And also, that game is not selling well. I guarantee you it's not selling well. He's like, yeah, we're happy with how it's selling. No.
Well, I mean, I won't tell you how many we've sold, but
yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's a good number.
Maybe they're happy they sold number. Any.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it's selling. Like, like I said, I think it's a great game, like, kind of, but, like, it's hugely flawed. I don't see it selling well. Get out of here. No way.
I mean, I don't think he has anything to be upset about with the Forza Horizon 3 reviews, though. Like, that's hovering around a 90 somewhere, so.
Right.
Yeah. And Gears 4 is also doing pretty well. I think it's, like, around 84, 80, 85 on Metacritic, 84 on OpenCritic, which is really, really good.
I will accept that. I will play that game.
I think there's one review that gave it, like, a weak score. And everything else was fair or strong, or you know.
Gears is the one game that I'll play, and my wife will have to walk out of the room. Like when I'm like chainsaw bayoneting somebody, she'd be like, no, I can't watch this.
I can see that. I mean, it can be disturbing. Like, that game can be very disturbing. Especially, like, in the first, you know, the first kind of four games that had come out. Like, you're chainsawing what are humanoid-type creatures with, like, chunks of shit flying across the screen. I hear that, like, you fight some robots in Gears 4, and they kind of have, like, a blood type to them as well. Like, I guess the oil splatters on your screen, which is kind of funny. So I'm really looking forward to that game, though. So, yeah, Gears 4 next week, Mafia 3.
PSVR, maybe?
PSVR, yeah. Well, that'll be out, what, next Thursday? Next Wednesday?
I think 12th, it's next 13th? Thursday.
13th?
Yeah, next Thursday. So I might... I'll probably still be hooking it up. I'll probably be, like, streaming at my TV while we do the episode. Like, God damn it! Where's the fucking picture?
Why don't this like, work? What's going
on? But maybe I'll have tried it. We'll see.
And then we have Battlefield, which I believe we'll be playing quite a bit of. And then Tony and I are getting Titanfall, I think. And then, oh, and this is the other piece that I totally miss this, but Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Yeah.
There's two things here, right? So the first,
I know where you're going.
The first piece is that Modern Warfare Remastered is tied to the disc. So you have to buy the $80 version of Infinite Warfare and, to play the Modern Warfare Remastered, you have to have the Infinite Warfare disc in your system. Or if
there's
it's
a
digital,
caveat.
What's that?
If you pre-order the game on PS4 right now, you could play the campaign of Modern Warfare right now, not the multiplayer.
Now, how do you get that if you pre-ordered retail? Do they give you a code or?
Yeah, they give you a code on the receipt. I have not done this, but like Mr. Too Fresh was telling me, and so he's playing it right now. Like he's playing through the campaign. I was like, I thought it was tied to the disc. He's like, no, just the multiplayer.
Which makes sense.
That was like one thing I didn't see like anyone say, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, that makes sense. Cause, well, I wonder also if once the game does come out, if it will be tied to the disc.
It could be, right? Like they could do that.
Like you have access to it up until November 4th or whenever Infinite Warfare comes out, and then you need it in the disc if you want to play it after that.
Yeah,
we'll see. But there's that.
And then the worst part,
it's 130 gigabyte install for Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare Remastered.
So one, you're talking hours before that motherfucker's ready to play.
Right.
Watch there be like a fucking 80 gig update too, like after you install that shit. All right. Then you have to fucking, like, I don't have a terabyte hard drive. I have fucking what came in the system when it launched.
500 gig, right?
It's like, it's enough room for Call of Duty, and that's it. Essentially. Like, what the fuck, dude?
I recommend you buy an external hard drive.
I really should. I'm so sick of like deleting and like, and then like discourages you from playing games that like you haven't played in a while. You're like, oh, I'd love to try this. And you're like, I'm not gonna wait 2 hours to be ready again. Fuck that. Like,
well, so like, so I have a 1 terabyte Xbox One, and I have a 2 terabyte external drive, and I have most of my games installed. So.
Yeah, that's the future I want. That's the past that I had, and somehow this gen, 500 gigs wasn't enough.
Nope. And they should have known that from the get-go, because they were all Blu-ray discs, so you're talking at least, for the most part, like 40, 50 gig installs.
It wasn't like...
much.
Wasn't it like you guys saying that like most of that data is for the fucking... like.
It's audio.
High def sound. Yeah.
Yep. It's audio.
Ridiculous, dude.
Uncompressed audio.
Well, that explains Forza, because I was like, why is this so huge? And there's tons of songs on it.
Oh, that soundtrack is fantastic, though.
I hated it at first, honestly, but like I really dig it now.
Did you that hip hop station is great.
The hip hop station, the Epitaph station. That's about all I listen to.
I listen to Vagrant Radio, I guess, and Pulse, and the hip hop station, which is great.
Very rarely I put on the classical, just because it's awesome. It's awesome when you turn it on and it's like right in the middle of Ode to Joy and you're like fucking in the middle of a race. It's awesome. But, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have lots of impressions next week. Hopefully Jeff will have tried on his new headset. Pete will be back from Comic-Con with whatever he's seeing there and with whatever news he's going to get coming out of that as well. So... Yeah, short episode. Next week we'll do a game show, though. Tony's going to continue playing basketball, dunking on everybody with his breakfast stout.
I think he finished his breakfast stout.
He's holding up. So we can't hear Tony, though, for some reason. We could see you.
I can't see him.
No, it's not working. Sorry. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.